I'm Dalton Barrett for News Radio WGNS, and here are some of the top stories impacting Rutherford County on your Rutherford Roundup for Wednesday, November the 12th, 2025. In Murfreesboro, a potentially dangerous situation was swiftly resolved Tuesday morning when a child was found wandering alone near Manson Crossing Drive and Cedar Glades Drive. Discovered by a resident around 8:15 a.m., the toddler was wearing only a diaper and a sweater in the frigid 27-degree weather. Rutherford County EMS responded quickly, evaluating the child on the scene. Murfreesboro Police canvassed nearby Panther Creek Apartments and, with assistance from maintenance staff, located the child's home. The mother explained that her older children may have accidentally left the door open while leaving for school. Authorities deemed the incident accidental, but referred the case to the Tennessee Department of Child Services for further review. Later that same morning, community members gathered on Murfreesboro's historic square for the 30th annual Veterans Day Memorial Service at the Rutherford County Courthouse. The event featured Desert Storm veteran David Weil as the guest speaker. A local business owner and seminary graduate, Weil's message underscored service and sacrifice. Also joining the ceremony was 2025 Miss Tennessee Zoe Scheiderick, a student at Middle Tennessee State University. Coordinated by Barb Smith Pitto, the event continued a tradition first ignited by Elise Stem in 1996. With temperatures in the low 40s and partly sunny skies, the community came together to honor its veterans. A Murfreesboro tradition rooted in resilience, remembrance, and unity. A formal ethics complaint has been filed against Rutherford County Mayor Joe Carr. Filed by District 20 resident Jason Bennett, the complaint outlines several allegations, including claims that Mayor Carr tried to improperly influence Commissioner Robert P. before a 2024 ethics hearing involving property assessor Rob Mitchell. It also accuses Carr of using county employees and courthouse facilities to sell his private honey products, a charge supported by local social media evidence. Bennett further alleges a coordinated smear campaign against Mitchell, impliciting the county's lobbyist and public information officer. Additionally, the complaint questions the handling of a greenhouse on Carr's property, suggesting building codes may have been ignored. An amendment to the complaint claims retaliation occurred shortly after the initial filing, when a county department director allegedly contacted Bennett's employer to inquire about his job status, a move Bennett believes was directed by Mayor Carr. Meanwhile, statewide concerns over drug trafficking have taken a sharp turn. The Tennessee Bureau of Investigation reports that cartels are increasingly using the mail system to bypass tightened border controls. TBI Director David Rausch explained that the postal shift has become a, quote, no-risk method for traffickers. The Bureau is requesting more than $3 million in next year's budget to add 13 staff members focused on intercepting drugs at Tennessee shipping hubs. Officials warn that without these resources, communities like those in Rutherford County could continue to be flooded with dangerous substances. Murfreesboro is gearing up for one of its most beloved holiday traditions as the 2025 Murfreesboro Christmas Parade rolls into town on Sunday, December 14th at 2 p.m. This year's theme, A Sweet Christmas, promises candy-colored floats, festive costumes, and plenty of cheer for the whole family. Organized by Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation, the annual event will once again light up the city streets with creativity and community spirit. Parade registration opened up on October the 1st, giving local schools, businesses, and organizations time to design entries that will bring the theme to life. More information can be found at murfreesboroparks.com. And for those unable to attend in person, Big G TV will provide live coverage with additional details available at WGNSradio.com/parade. Meanwhile, a Murfreesboro resident is making waves far beyond Rutherford County. Francisha Jernigan, known as Kay, retired assistant chief of Murfreesboro's Fire and Rescue and current emergency operations manager at MTSU, has been named the Tennessee Titan Fan of the Year. Her unwavering support for the team stretches back to its earliest days, and her connection to Titans football is deeply personal. Kay shared countless game day memories with her late father, Joe Frank Jernigan, a longtime District 6 County Commissioner. Now she carries that legacy forward, ensuring her seats are always filled with family and friends. She's now in the running for the National NFL Fan of the Year Award, to be announced during the Super Bowl 2025. Supporters can vote at nfl.com/honors/fan-of-the-year. That's all for now. For updates on these and many more local news stories, be sure to check out our website, WGNSradio.com, or follow us on social media at NewsRadio WGNS on Facebook and on X. If you're enjoying the show, be sure to leave a rating or a review on Spotify and iTunes, a comment on YouTube, or share it with a friend. I'm Dalton Barrett for NewsRadio WGNS, part of your Good Neighbor Network, and I'll talk to you later.